The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that where our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be. And it's easy to look at that and say, okay, well, the treasure needs to be heaven. That's where I want my heart to be focused. That's easy to say. But we have to look at the means also. We look, for instance, at the first reading, and St. Paul tells us that he's been made a spectacle, that they are fools for Christ, that they are dishonored, that they are buffeted, that they don't have any place, all these things that he talks about. And he says, I don't say any of these things to shame you, but to admonish you. What's he warning us of? What's he admonishing us about? That if we're going to follow Christ, that's what's going to happen to us. So now, once again, we can ask the question, where's our heart? It's easy to say, I want it to be on heaven. But am I willing to do what it takes to get there? Because we'd like to just be able to think, just as we think God ought to just infuse all the virtues into us rather than us having to work for it, we think he ought to just transport us to heaven. Boom, it's over. There we are. We're in. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to remember who we follow. Look at the cross. That's the one in whom we profess our faith. Look at the apostles and what happened to them. Those are the ones who are the foundation for the church and consequently for us. And it's an odd thing that we somehow think it was good for them to go through that, but we don't have to. Isn't that nice? Suffering is no longer necessary. Everything is going so perfectly in the church and in the world right now. Nobody needs any suffering. We're pure. We're perfect. We have just accomplished sainthood already. Our hearts are in heaven. We're in like flint. I don't think so. So we have to listen to what St. Paul is telling us because he's warning us. If this is the path you want to walk, here's what it's going to require. And there are lots and lots of people who don't want that at all. We want heaven, but we don't want what it's going to take to get there. So is our heart really set there? Where is the treasure? What is most important? That's what each and every one of us has to look at. What is most important in my life? Is it really Jesus? Or am I just giving him lip service? Is money or prestige or material things or whatever it might be, is that more important to me? Because I'm willing to work and suffer for those things to get what I want. But heaven? Somehow that should just be a freebie? No, we have to work and suffer to get what we want if that's where we want to be. That's what St. Paul's telling us. So think about who we follow. Think about who we place our faith in. Think about the apostles who knew him best. As I always like to remind people of this fake gospel of health and wealth and Jesus doesn't want you to suffer and all this other nonsense, which is completely against anything that the saints have ever said and anything Scripture says, but nonetheless, that's a whole lot easier to buy into than Jesus wants you to be crucified with him. Jesus wants you to suffer with him. Yeah, we don't want to hear that. But if anybody knew that that was what Jesus taught, don't you think it would have been the apostles? Not one of them even suggested anything like that. In fact, they told us what we're going to have to deal with if we're going to follow Christ. So, where's the treasure? Because that's where our heart's going to be. And if that's where our heart is and that's where our treasure is, we are going to be willing to do whatever it takes to obtain it. So that's the real question we have to ask. What really, truly is most important? Not what do I give lip service to? What really is most important in my life? Where is my treasure? Because there is where my heart will be.